of Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, and I am speaking today. Our guest was unable to appear on the program for whatever reason. I'm not sure what's going on, but Manny, our producer, attempted to reach her several times, and oh well, what can I say? Okay, getting back to the Moral Majority, it was primarily a direct mail organization which appealed to the fears of the people in the country. Falwell claimed that the organization mailed 600,000 copies of the Moral Majority Report monthly to its supporters. He also claimed that the Moral Majority sent out 500,000 letters a week to funding targets drawn from his pool of 4.5 million names. Okay, I guess it works like this. They drop a list of names to see who has a lot of money, and that's who they mail their letters to. The Moral Majority, claiming a constituency of 50 million, was very active in the 1980 elections. The Moral Majority, along with the Christian Voice, the National Conservative Political Action Committee, and others, targeted liberal incumbents for defeat, including they got rid of Frank Church. Now, remember, Frank Church was in charge of the Church Committee. So they got rid of him. We don't want to have any of those investigating committees to trying to figure out what Congress is up to. The Church Committee was investigating tax-free foundations. Yeah, so I guess that's something they'd want to, a guy they'd really want to get rid of. Okay, the Moral Majority packed the Republican caucus in Alaska and won all 19 delegates to the National Convention for Ronald Reagan. Similar victories were achieved in Iowa and Alabama. Falwell estimated that the Moral Majority efforts added 3 to 4 million registered voters to conservative efforts in 1980 and raised 11 million for lobbying efforts in 1984. In 1979, fundamentalists in the U.S. became strong supporters of Israel. Duh! See how that happens? Seeing the Jews as important in the fulfillment of their vision of Armageddon, Falwell and the Moral Majority became outspoken supporters of Israel. Falwell said, and I quote, "To stand against Israel is to stand against God," unquote. Now, I wonder if it was all that money that changed his position. Prime Minister Begin of Israel called on Reverend Falwell in 1981 after the Israeli bombing of an Iraqi nuclear facility to rally a favorable response from the American public. Falwell gave a sermon on behalf of Israel and asked the most influential of the 80,000 preachers associated with the Moral Majority to do the same. Wow, that's quite a network. No wonder we have a lot of people who are so indoctrinated and whose allegiance to the state of Israel, the Israeli state, is so profound. In 1982, Ron Godwin announced that the Moral Majority was going to lead tours to Israel, and I quote, "to transform as many concerned American citizens into well-informed, educated friends of Israel as possible," unquote. A lot of indoctrination going on here. In February 1985, Falwell led a group of nearly 1,000 to Israel, where, among other activities, they met with prominent Israeli leaders, including General Ariel Sharon. Falwell and the Moral Majority also encouraged U.S. citizens to register for the 1984 elections and to vote for legislators who strongly supported Israel. Remember, this huge mail list that he has, sending out all of these letters. My gosh, no wonder America is so many Americans are so totally in favor of Israel that they can't see straight. Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes, and we'll take some calls after we come back.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
And we will take your calls, and we've been talking about the politicization of prayer, religion, abortion, homosexuality. And these are all, you know, who the heck cares who you sleep with? It's none of the federal government's business. It's none of their business to get into religion, to get into prayer, to get into any of these things that are your business. Okay? And yet, because of the religious right, because of all the money that they have received, because of their influence in Washington, because they learned how to use the Jewish propaganda mechanism, that they could send out all of these mails and collect all of this money. Look at the influence that they have had, and look what it has done to the country. Now, on the domestic front, the moral majorities. Top secret battle plan for 1982 outlined a campaign against homosexual influence in state and municipal government and on TV. Okay, but they were working for the very people that were influencing TV and Hollywood. It's like, well, as Lenin said, we have to control both factions. So you're going to have a whole bunch of people out in Hollywood making garbage to influence your family, to impact the culture, and then you're going to have the moral majority or the other Christian right that are going to try and stop this. So you have this battle. Meanwhile, the government is seeking and seizing all of your money and destroying the economy. A government is supposed to look to the economy, is supposed to take care of things that impact all of us, not just a few people. Okay, so anyway, they had this this message, their battle plan for 1982, and this was a strategy for the passage of the Human Life Statute and or the Human Life Amendment to the Constitution, a strategy to counter the influence of the American Civil Liberties Union, which, again, we see they're working against the people, the very people who are paying them, a national conference on pornography for district attorneys, prosecutors, sheriffs, and police chiefs, and an anti-era strategy coordinated with Phyllis Schlafly and the Eagle Forum, and a major push for the Family Protection Act. Now, you see what all of this has done? Absolutely nothing. Actually, it just politicized things that is none of the government's business, that they are now getting involved in our lives in places where they really don't have any business being. So, at a meeting at the White House, set up it was set up by the White House. Okay, and the White House selected Falwell, Pat Robertson, and Secretary of the Interior, James Watt, to meet in 1982 with the chief advisor to President Efren Rios Montt of Guatemala. In 1984, the moral majority was among the groups of the New Right that presented a plaque expressing appreciation for continuing efforts for freedom in the face of communist aggression to the ultra-right-wing Salvadoran leader Roberto Diaz Abasan. So after they get involved in all of these personal things, then you see them getting involved in these so-called anti-communist situations. Well, since the fall of communism, now they have to have another enemy. So communism is out and terrorism is in. And so you see that they have built this big constituency that would be willing to, you know, we don't have communism anymore, we have terrorism, so now we've got to fight terrorism. And of course, we know who is behind the terrorist attacks. Well, aren't they the Muslims? Well, what about Boston? Weren't those two Muslim boys responsible? Of course, we don't know because one of them is dead and the other one can't talk. But the doctors at the Israeli hospital there in Boston are taking really, really good care of him. So I'm sure he'll be all right, right? Okay, so throughout the mid-1980s, the moral majority worked on anti-communist campaigns and policies and for clear-cut victory for the Central American policies of the Reagan administration. Now, it was during the 80s that the 6 million were killed by the CIA, because what the CIA does, it goes in, it routs out governments that it doesn't like and puts in governments that it does like in order to get rid of those people, but also in order to take over these countries so that they can strip them of their resources. That's what it's all about, people. Stripping countries of the resources so that the multinational corporations can make more money. And it's also about acquiring cheap labor. So anyway, the moral majority had a great deal to say about the Reagan administration's policies in Central America. Ron Godwin, remember that guy, the executive director of the Moral Majority in 1983, served on the Citizens Commission on the Crisis in the Americas, a 12-member conservative alternative to the Kissinger Commission. The Kissinger Commission, the National Bipartisan Commission on Central America, was established by President Reagan to assist in establishing the administration's Central American policy. Now, remember, Kissinger is the one that established the depopulation policy in 1974 that was going to be implemented by all of the governments, all of the administrations since 1974. So I wonder if this policy whether Reagan's policy in Central America was to implement Kissinger's policy from 1974, in as much as so many people were killed. And you have to think about all this stuff. You can't take anything. You have to look at everything, try and connect all of the dots, not just look at one aspect of culture, but kind of piece it all together so that you can determine how things fit, and who's behind the policies. In 1985, Falwell established the Liberty Federation, which was to focus on, and I quote, possible communist takeovers, unquote, and other international issues. Now, what is a Baptist preacher? What the heck? Who gave him all this authority? He got it because he was paid to get it, because the Israeli government was behind him. Some sources stated that the Liberty Federation was an umbrella group that included the Moral Majority. Another stated it was the new name for the Moral Majority, and others listed it as a separate organization. But they had an educational arm called the Liberty Alliance. In 1988, the Moral Majority tried to rally its ranks against the Civil Rights Restoration Act, warning that the act could force churches to hire a practicing homosexual drug addict with AIDS to be a preacher on a youth pastor. Okay, so here's more of this fear, and that is what they worked on, a lot of fear. All right, we do have a caller. Let's take Lisa in Texas. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. How are you?
I'm good. I'm on a roll.
Good. Oh, you are on a roll. Do you mind if I, excuse me, just a second. I was getting another call. I've just been reading about this subject in a book I have. I also wanted to add in there too, related to the Moral Majority, is the Council or Conservatives for National Policy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that? I'm familiar
yes.
with that. Yeah, and I just, I think they might have even spawned the Moral Majority. And it's all connected in with the author, Tim LaHaye, of the Left
oh,
Behind
right.
series.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I'm trying to find, I wanted to, I think the CNP is extremely.
You're breaking up, Lisa.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I think it's an extremely important group because they are big-time movers and shakers. And the one thing I wanted to read is that the CNP started, the early CNP membership directories were obtained by enterprising researchers. It basically was a conservative cutout or alternative, supposedly, to the Council on Foreign Relations. And on the first CNP governing board, there were no less than three and possibly more members of the CFR, George Gilder, Dr. Teller, and Guy Vander. And those names probably don't mean a lot to most of us. But then they get into being extremely intermingled with the Washington Times, or is it Post, and the Sun Myung-moon, Tim LaHaye, and it's all just, what I read on a site by Barbara Aho is that it's, Aho, is that, it's synarchy, and it's supposed to be, you know, a Judeo-Christian theocracy that they're trying to build. And the moral majority obviously is apart. So there's several different factions that are all interlinked that are, working towards this synarchy. So I just thought I'd add that and see what you thought.
Oh, indeed. When you bring in the CFR, and of course you have to remember the timeline here.
Yeah.
You have the concept or the term Judeo-Christian was invented after World War II. And that is when you had this religious interest take hold with the first gentleman, Billy Graham,
right.
Because when they puffed him to make religion something that was supposed to be very, very important, when religion is something that's very, very private. And I think that it's none of the government's business. And certainly you have to wonder, why would people... Oh, excuse me. Stay over the break, Lisa. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we have Lisa on the phone. She's from Texas. Lisa?
Hi.
You asked me about what I was thinking, and certainly this was all to build support for Israel.
Right.
You can't look at it in any other way. Now, up until Falwell hooked up with the so-called conservative New Right, he was just a typical preacher who valued the gospel process, and he said during the 1960s civil rights movement, he said, and I quote, "We have a message of redeeming grace through a crucified and risen Lord. Nowhere, this is important, nowhere are we told to reform the externals. We are not told to wage a war against bootleggers, liquor stores, gamblers, murderers, prostitutes, racketeers, prejudiced persons or institutions, or any other existing evil as such. The gospel does not clean up the outside, but rather regenerates the inside." So then he hooks up with this group and all this money, and he totally throws away all those values that he claimed he had in the 60s.
Right. Well, they're selling their souls for some shekels, I guess. But
yes,
can I tell you one more fun fact? Well, it's not
Please.
Fun, but I found yesterday on Global Research, there was an article about the Boston, I forget what the title was, but basically it was about the Baha'i religion and their intent for one world religion and government. And it was really, what was really interesting about it was that the Baha'i faith, which basically says all roads lead to God and, you know, whatever, but they publicly and openly, you know, push for world government, world currency, you know, everything, you know, one world. And guess where their world headquarters are located? Haifa.
Tel
Aviv? Is, that's Haifa.
Oh,
not
okay.
Far, not,
that's
not
really close.
Isn't that just classic, I thought.
Yeah.
So it ties pretty well back to world Jewry and Zionism. And what you're reading about, today is something all Christians need to know about, because it's so closely tied into, you know, the intelligence communities, and it's a purely political construct being built upon something it should not be built upon.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that's all I had to say. I just, I'm enjoying listening to you, and I'll let you go and have a great day.
You too, Lisa. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dana.
Right, thank you. Let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program. Yeah, Werner.
Today, but...
Hi. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I promised myself not to call again today, but as I say, you have always some pretty interesting subjects on.
We always appreciate your phone calls.
Thank you. I don't know. But I remember from my parents, during the National Socialist time, Hitler worked out the concordat with the organized religion, with the Catholic religion, Catholic Church, and the Protestant Church, and basically told them, we provide you with a fixed income, and but politics and religion have to be clearly separated, and keep your nose out of politics, because this had brought for the last 1,000 years, in Europe, especially in Germany, so much bloodshed when the church was in bed with the blue bloods, with the rulers, and the common people were the victims. Another thing what happened during the time, the church estates, that huge farms, and huge land, stretches of land acquired by hook and by crook, by blackmail, you know, over the century, most of those estates, they were being put into the common domain, and the rent from that estate, it was being funneled into financing the universities. So it didn't go anymore to Rome.
Wow.
And as I say, and those that want to say... on one side, they want to be atheist, and on the other side, you know, they can't make up their mind, you know?
Right, right.
And this is the same pattern as over the last, basically the last big wars in the world, the ones that were financing them and the ones that were instigating them, they were financing and working for both sides. And then this pattern,
yeah,
it shows up time and time again.
Right. And we see this huge organization that Falwell built. And really, he was building a coalition to promote Israel and, of course, warfare against Israel's enemies, because that's what he said, that if you were against Israel, you were against God. And he had, what was it, 80,000 preachers in his organization. Just imagine what kind of influence that they would have over their congregations. Stay over the break, Werner, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
And we have Werner from New Brunswick on the phone. And we also have Jim in Kansas who would like to ask Werner a question. So how do we do that? Can we bring them both on at the same time? Okay. Welcome, Jim.
I used to go up to Wolfenbüttel on special missions when I was in the combat engineers because they were supposedly stopping traffic on the Autobahn. And Wolfenbüttel is not too far from Werner's hometown. And I was just wondering, was this like a weekly or a normal? How many times did this occur? And I could shut up and listen to Werner. I can hang up now.
When did that happen? I left Germany in 1969. I immigrated here to Canada, and I just went back in 1973 for about 1 week.
Anyways, this is 63 is when this was happening.
Well, as I say, Wolfenbüttel is in northern Germany. It was occupied by the British.
Right, and then we would go up there and stay in a British concern and be ready to build a bridge in case they blew up a bridge on the Autobahn.
Well, what I understood, especially the bridges and so that were built after the war, they had detonation chambers.
They were built to be blown up.
Yeah, in case Soviet army would break through the Iron Curtain and try to take the rest of Europe.
Right, but anyway, so in other words, as far as you're concerned, that these incidences that we were supposedly interdicting were fairly rare as opposed to rather common.
Well, as I say, you know, British forces, they were not really that humanitarian. I remember as a farmer, especially in the fall, they had military exercises, and they didn't care what they run over, if they run over the fields to be harvested, or if they when the people were picking harvesting the potatoes in the fields, and then the bags lined up, the tanks came along and just rolled everything over. They run through pasture fences, and cattle getting out, and not too far away from where I was, after their military exercises, they had to use bulldozers and bulldoze the mud of the highway.
Right. Okay,
and well, as I say, they were not.
Okay. All right. Well, my curiosity about that thing has been I've been wondering about for all these years is satisfied. So I'll shut up and let you talk. I've told John Stottmiller that he should have you as a regular host on the program.
Well, I don't know if I can get enough together, but
I love listening to you.
Thanks.
Okay, I'll hang up now and let you and Deanna continue to talk.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate your call. Well, that was fun. Okay, so we were talking about religion. We have these 80,000 preachers who are basically indoctrinating their parishioners, because parishioners have a lot of faith in their pastors, and this is such an exploitation and such a propaganda operation that started, and we see its fulfillment now with all of these religious people thinking what they do about Israel. What are your thoughts, Werner?
Well, you know, you will recognize them by the fruit they bear. And this is kind of a track record of the state of Israel. I don't know. Those that among the religious leaders, they're either traitors or they are mentally retarded. If they cannot recognize the nature of the beast by the actions that have been taken since its establishment.
Right. And I guess we could say, well, they're probably just ignorant because the mass media is very, very highly controlled, and so people are not really privy to what is really going on, for instance, in Palestine. But you just have to not believe everything that you hear on TV and recognize it for what it is, that it is a psyop. And if people would just study on their own so that they could draw their own conclusions, things would be so much better.
Democracy, use it or lose it. And in order to use democracy and the democratic rights and duties properly, there has to be a well-informed public, you know, and a public that is willing to let themselves get informed. But
right.
as long as people have a full belly, you know, and those that create havoc out of their own country, out of their own militaries, halfway around the world in other countries, you know, it never comes home. But as I say, the time has about run out for this kind of a complacency.
Right. And a lot of people think, well, when things really, really, really get bad, then they'll wake up. But when things really, really get that bad, it'll be too late.
And as I say, the way the games are being played, you know, on a world stage, there might come something in handy. For example, it's written in Daniel 9 about the latter days. It talks mm-hmm. about the king of the north and the king of the south. And then it talks about this other ruler. And it says he comes with flattery upon the fattest places. He is a raiser of taxes. And he divides the land for gain.
Yeah.
Isn't that most of the so-called modern democracies, the way they function?
Indeed. Yes, right. And, of course, everything that the government does, all these laws, this the politicization of, well, for instance, Obamacare. That started so many years ago, decades ago, really, with abortion. And this is really nothing more than a tax, according to Dr. Daniels. And it was only implemented for 25% of the people that did not have health insurance. And they reserved it, held back, so that they could implement another tax operation upon us in a few years. And if you really look at all of this and all of the freedoms that we have lost, we are the most censored nation in the world, and we really have very little freedoms when you consider all the licenses that we have to have. Look at the situation with gun control, what they're trying to do now with gun control. I remember years ago I went into a sports store and I purchased a gun. I paid them and walked out. Now when you go in to purchase a gun, well, first of all, in Illinois, you have to have a license to even hold a gun in a store, let alone purchase one. You have to have a FOID card, and then you have to present it every time that you buy ammunition. And last Wednesday, this is irrelevant to what we're talking about today, but last Wednesday, in order to prepare for a class that I attended on Saturday, I needed 200 rounds of ammunition. And I only had 50 for target rounds. I only had 50 of the full metal jacket. So I went to the store on Monday, and the shelves were empty. They had practically no ammunition at all. All the guns that I had seen back in January were gone. Their shelves were empty. Their display cases were literally empty. And the clerks were just kind of standing around twiddling their thumbs. And when I purchased my gun in January, I had to take the number and wait to be called because they had so many customers. And so when I went last Monday and to get some more ammunition, they said, well, you know, we will be restocking. The truck will be coming in on Tuesday night. We will be restocking during the night on Tuesday. If you're here at when the store opens at 9 o'clock, then you might be able to get some ammunition. And I said, well, is it because you're not getting as much product, or is it because you are selling all that you get? And he said, we are literally selling everything that we get. We cannot keep anything in stock. So I was there at the store at 8:30 on Wednesday morning, and I was the second one there. The first person was from Chicago. Because Chicago, the gun laws in Chicago are absolutely so extreme. And so this gentleman from Chicago, and he works for the Chicago Fire Department, he got to the store out here in the suburbs at 7:30. And so anyway, we chatted and chatted, and by the time that the store opened, there were probably 50 guys behind us. I think I was the only woman in line. But anyway, I was able to buy the ammunition that I needed for the class on Saturday. But it's amazing. It's just amazing the kind of freedoms that we used to take for granted that we no longer have. And there are so many people who are so willing to join the other side to relinquish the freedoms that we still have. There are people because of Sandy Hook and because of now Boston who are demanding, absolutely demanding, that there be more gun control. And these are people that just haven't a clue that Sandy Hook was a farce and that it was all designed to engage us emotionally and to feel sorry for all of those victims when probably there were no victims at all, according to the research that I have done. So that's way off topic from where we started, but it's okay because this is kind of a, you know, the plan for the program didn't go as planned.
Well, okay. As I say, sometimes it's good to have a program ad lib. Maybe we might dig up a lot more corners that we have ignored because we were too much focused on single issues.
Exactly, and we do cover a lot of single issues. I mean, we certainly covered aspartame and fluoride and that kind of thing. And so sometimes it's nice to just open the phone lines, which I've done, and hear from the listeners and see what they have to say. So I do invite more callers to call in at 800-313-9443 and talk about anything you want, whether it's religion, whether it's Israel, whether it's gun control. Whatever you'd like to talk about is fine with me.
Dan, in regard to gun control, it was a few years ago, it was a big issue here in Canada. And they were bickering around in Parliament and in the media about gun control and everything. And you mentioned Chicago and New York. Those areas that on your side of the border that has the greatest restrictions on gun ownership, and so they have the most violent crimes.
Interesting. One of the instructors, in fact, we had three instructors on Saturday. It was a turned out to be a 9.5-hour class. And it was for NRA certification. But one of the instructors said that you cannot even take a gun into New York, that it is one of the most prohibitive states in the entire country, and that you can barely get any permission, a license to own a gun. And right now in Chicago, they're trying to charge $25 just to register your gun, or just to have one, just to carry one in. And that's why so many of the people in Chicago come out to the suburbs to buy ammunition and whatnot. But it was a very interesting class on Saturday. Learned a lot of stuff. Legality. They had a lawyer come in, talk about the legalities of you know, protecting yourself. And that's basically what you should have a gun for, is to protect yourself.
You know, I find this kind of hypocrisy and turning a blind eye. They focus all the attention on the guns. But in the meantime, there have been so many new technologies that are in the military arsenal, and they are now in public domain, you know, and there are many more victims of those new technologies. And I know I touched a hot potato when I said directed energy weapons, and all the other technology, what the militaries got in their arsenal. And what the militaries got in their arsenal, it doesn't take long to become part of the public domain, where a lot of people have access to that technology.
Oh, absolutely. And directed energy, I mean, even if you think of the microwave oven, which became, when did those things come out? Like during the 80s?
Well, in the 70s.
Yeah, that's nothing but directed energy of a different type. And certainly when the government seized all of Tesla's research and all of his papers and everything, they kept that. So and then shared it with the multinational corporations. Of course there's directed energy, and I don't care what anybody said.
Well, as I say, it's an accepted science, you know. And basically they want us, especially the victims of that technology, to brand us as kooks and mentally unstable, and we don't know what we are talking about, but we are talking about the scientific aspect of the technology and the harm that has been done. And it has been covered up for at least the last 40, 50 years by most of the law enforcement agencies. You know?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
They want to get today's paycheck. But they want to serve us with services based on technology from half a century ago. And they would not be satisfied with the paycheck they got 50 years ago. Neither should we be satisfied with policing services based on technology from 50 years ago.
Right.
And
right.
I think it is high time that people start speaking out.
And you certainly are good at that. You really...
No, as I say, I have to keep things simple because I don't have the, you know, random access memory, you know.
Sure. I think you do pretty well, Werner.
For that, there are the experts and the published research papers and the books that have been in, I mean, the public research papers. And it should be looked at some of the universities here in North America, how much research is being done in regard to that technology, biological weapons technology, and everything that's been done on behalf of the military-industrial complex.
Absolutely.
And
yes, absolutely.
We have to keep a close eye on those Frankensteins in the laboratory.
Yes.
You know, this anthrax scare and the... resin, you know, that chemical weapon there last week.
Right. Yes.
And that is just only the tip of the iceberg. And I'm looking sometimes at the aspect and what I've seen in many instances over the last 40 years creates a problem. You know, use some of the technology to create problems and then basically as an income source then for the professionals and for the drug industry and for the medical industry and the so-called healthcare industry.
And the death industry.
Yeah. And basically the definition of industries. At one time it was a part of the economy that was producing something tangible. But now since those jobs are gone,
Ferner, we do have a commercial break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All righty, we are back. We have Ferner on the phone. And Ferner, did you want to make some concluding remarks? And we'll go on to another caller.
I still want to say, we were recognized by the foods they bear. And what has come, especially over the last few decades, from those that are supposed to be serving us too many bitter fruits.
Yes, how true. Yes. Well, I certainly appreciate your phone call. Appreciate
thank you, Ted.
All righty, thank you. All righty, let's take Jim in New Mexico. Jim, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you, Deanna. And I really appreciate your initial dialogue. That topic was very close to me growing up in the Bible Belt. You know, I see the vast majority of my friends and family that are engrossed into that indoctrination of the Judeo-Christian theology, I guess you could call it. It totally takes over their life, and it's just an amazing thing. But the reason I wanted to ask you if you could give me some information on the Nazi eugenics program. I heard some discussion yesterday about that, and it was in a very negative perspective, but I'm just wondering what you could tell me about that, and if you could direct me to a source of information.
Actually, we are going to do a program on that whole issue, and we have covered it somewhat. Rodney Martin has covered it in certain programs. But the whole eugenics movement actually started in this country, and it always amazes me that you have so many Americans who criticize a program that was actually designed to apply to very, very, very few people who were just terribly they had awful disabilities, were just did not have any kind of a life at all. It was a very restricted program. And then you have all these Americans criticizing it, and here we live in a country that has killed 57 million innocent people since 1973 who had no disabilities at all. And so I think, gosh, this is so bizarre. How can all these Americans swallow all of this propaganda about Germany without looking to ourselves and saying, gosh, what's our country doing? And then you have a Supreme Court that really, what was her name? It was a feeble-minded decision, I think it was in 1927, and it was, I think, Louis Brandeis also said on that court where they said, oh, we've got to sterilize all of these people because they're feeble-minded. And nobody says a thing about that. Or the things that were going on at Cold Harbor. No, it's not Cold Harbor. But anyway, eugenics started in this country. And Rockefeller went in before Hitler ever came to power and worked with a eugenicist in Germany. So, but we will cover it further and answer most of your questions, Jim. We've run out of time, and thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow. We'll have Rodney Martin on the program. Take care. Bye-bye.